President Trump's executive orders have made a lot of immigrants nervous about their fate. Some of them who are in the country illegally have a little-known option to stay in the U.S. if they can prove they were a crime victim. But WNYC's Beth Fertig reports that requires cooperation with authorities and a long, anxiety-inducing path.
Crime victims often know their assailants, especially in cases of domestic violence.
I remember one time that happened, like he hit me on my head and it was blood everywhere. And my son was a baby at that time.
We're calling this woman Michelle. She's from the Caribbean. She doesn't want us using her real name and asked us to alter her voice because of what she refers to as her situation. It was 2014, and she says her husband was beating her on a regular basis, but she was too afraid to call the police.
At that point, I had overstayed my visa. I wasn't employed or anything. I didn't have a work permit. He's the breadwinner. He's the person who's paying the bills. I felt like there was nothing for me to do than just accept it.
But when her son told his preschool teachers about the abuse, everything came out in the open. Michelle was questioned by the Administration for Children's Services. Despite being in the U.S. unlawfully, she learned she could qualify for a special program allowing her to stay in the country because she was a victim of domestic violence. Susanna Saul is managing attorney of Her Justice, a nonprofit legal service organization for low-income women. She says Congress created this program, called the U Visa, more than a decade ago for good reasons.
Undocumented people who are victims of crimes would have an incentive for cooperating with law enforcement and also as a tool for law enforcement to get undocumented victims of crimes to speak with them and to participate in investigations.
In Michelle's case, she went to family court after she was beaten and got an order of protection against her husband. Then she went through the numerous steps needed to prove she cooperated with law enforcement. But that was 2 years ago. She and her now 7-year-old son are still waiting for a U visa. They're staying at a homeless shelter near Midtown Manhattan. We met at a diner around the corner where she wondered if pursuing legal status was even worth it.
To be honest, like, I prefer to be beaten. I know I keep saying that and people say, oh, no, but I mean, it's worse.
Worse because her application for a U visa is now in the hands of the federal government. And she's worried President Trump can have her deported.
He has access to anything he wants. I mean, I'm in a shelter, so for me, it's easy for them to just come and get me. And what's going to happen to my kid? It's terrifying.
Michelle is hardly alone with this anxiety. Almost 87,000 people nationally were waiting for U visas last fall. It takes a long time because the government only allows 10,000 each year. Suzanne Tomator runs a program for immigrants at the City Bar Justice Center. She assures worried clients they should be safe if they've already filed an application for a U visa.
It will offer a defense to removal, so it does protect the individuals who have applied.
Nor can the U visa program be scrapped by the president alone, because changes require approval from Congress. But two Republican lawmakers did send a letter to Homeland Security last year asking about the potential for fraud with U visas. Neither would talk to WNYC about whether this means they want to change the program. However, we did speak with Dan Donovan, a Republican congressman from Staten Island. As a former district attorney, he saw victims who cooperated enough to qualify for U visas.
I thought it was very worthwhile, and I suspect it's hard to measure how many lives were protected or how many people were not abused further because of the program.
Donovan says he doesn't think the program's in danger from Congress or the president. But the White House didn't respond to our question about where Trump stands on U visas. With immigrants already on edge, I asked attorney Susanna Saul if they should feel safe now applying for U visas. She paused.
It's hard to give them any assurance that something in their past immigration history will not be flagged.
On the other hand, advocates say it's also important that immigrant crime victims not be afraid and apply for the program because it can still put them one step closer to gaining legal status. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.
immigrants without legal status are often vulnerable to crime because they're afraid of going to authorities and of being deported. In part one, we told you about a federal program called the U Visa that gives immigrant victims an incentive to cooperate with law enforcement by offering the prospect of legal status. But WNYC's Beth Fertig learned that getting a U Visa may be more complicated than it needs to be.
When crime victims apply for a U visa, they need to take a lot of steps to prove they've been helpful to investigators or prosecutors. Then they need what's essentially a letter of recommendation, a certification signed by a district attorney, the child welfare agency, the police department, or even a family court judge, depending on the nature of the case. When this Dominican woman was badly beaten by her boyfriend a few years ago, she first went to the police. Then she recalls working with a district attorney and facing her attacker in criminal court.
I went to court and I sit next to a judge and I had to answer questions through his, like, skanky lawyer, I guess.
The woman is now 28 and asked that we call her Maria. She doesn't want to use her real name because she's still afraid of her abuser. Maria's criminal case was dragging on, and the DA wouldn't sign her certification for a U visa until it was over. So, to save time, her lawyer encouraged her to turn to a family court judge, since she had already gone there for an order of protection. Once again, Maria had to prove she was a victim.
I'll take pictures of, like, my bruises and stuff like that. I show that to her. I show all the police reports and the temporary order that I had. And for me, that was said. I didn't know she was going to sign anything. Like, but I guess she signed it.
A year later, Maria's U visa got final approval from the government. Not every applicant is so lucky. Terry Lawson was Maria's lawyer and is director of the Family and Immigration Unit at Bronx Legal Services.
The problem that we face with some family court judges is that they think that they are making immigration decisions. And so they don't fully understand what their role is in this process. And so I've had judges that have denied my requests for reasons that really don't make sense.
It's hard to know how often this happens because family court doesn't keep records of whether judges approve or deny U visa certifications. WNYC heard similar complaints from many lawyers who work with survivors of domestic violence. So we looked for other data that could indicate whether family court is making it harder for immigrant victims to get U visas. Here's what we found. Last year, more than 2,200 applications for U visa certification were submitted to DAs and city agencies, including the NYPD. But only 110 requests were made to family court judges, citywide.
I'm surprised that it is as low as it is.
Lawson says she thinks attorneys often steer people to the police and other city agencies that have gotten a lot of instructions about dealing with U visa applicants. But family court is different because not all judges interpret things the same way. Carol Sherman is a retired family court judge. She says it's not fair to expect every judge to sign off on every U visa applicant's case.
They're not necessarily all consistent, and they make determinations based on the facts before them and the law. So there may be very different facts in each case.
Family court says judges do get trained about U visas. An advisory council is planning to give family court judges even more guidance very soon. More than 5 years after her abuse case was resolved in court, Maria's U visa enabled her to get a green card. She's now studying at John Jay College.
This is sort of like life giving me something good after going through something bad.
Maria's abuser went to jail. But attorneys say many victims don't want that outcome because they're afraid of getting an abuser deported and losing financial support. Family court doesn't carry that risk. With immigrants fearful now of President Trump, lawyers say victims may need family court more than ever to help them on the path to legal status. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.